And we had a couple of runaways and various little sundry things that sort of destroyed some of the furniture.
That's too sad.
Isn't it? I should say. Yeah. And I would give my heart and soul to have some of it back, but I can imagine after they had lived with it for a long, long time, they were ready to get rid of it and get something better.
Yeah.
Could you excuse me
sure.
just a moment? Fireplace.
Would you have anything in the bedrooms, like a dresser or a bureau?
Yes, we had dressers, and some of them we called chiffarobe, and I don't know why.
Great. Okay. In fact, chiffarobe,
but I have one in this bedroom, and it's different from a dresser, and it's taller and narrower.
Hmm. Okay. Now, in the old days, you didn't have running water in the ranch?
No.
Okay. Where did you get your water from?
From a well. We had... At this house, they had a well in the house. They had a pump in the house that went directly to the well. You know, so they could, all they had to do was just pump the water inside the house. And I can remember when this house was set up like that, when I was just a little girl. But then we carried our water from the well into the house in buckets.
In buckets. What were the buckets made out of?
Metal.
Metal. What kind?
Aluminum or like tin, enamel. Some of them were enamel buckets.
Okay. How far was it? Was it a long walk?
Oh, no. Just about as far as from here, the living room.
Okay, not far
at all.
Not far.
You didn't have to haul water 10 miles like some people did. Oh, no.
The thing your mother would have used in the old days to, a cloth she would have used to wash dishes with.
Dishcloth.
Okay.
Dish rag.
And to dry them with?
Tea towels or dish towels.
Okay, great. And the thing that water comes out of in a modern kitchen would be called a what?
Faucet.
Okay. In the old days, you're talking about the pump. What would they have called the thing that it came out of? Would they have called it a spout or a...
I think we just called it the pump.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you'd ever heard, in the old days, heard the word spigot or tap as opposed to faucet.
Well, I've heard of spigots, but I always thought of it as being an outside type thing rather than the inside.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. The thing your mother would use, perhaps, to boil water on the stove?
Tea kettle.
Okay. And the thing she would use to cook up bacon?
Frying pan.
Okay. Would she ever call it a skillet?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
I call them skillets. Cast iron skillets.
Yeah.
Like you
got there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Only we have some that are this size that we used to cook with at the...
And you had
bacon.
All those folks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was there electricity in the old days?
No.
Okay.
We had kerosene lamps in the beginning, and then we had gasoline lamps, Aladdin lamps with mantles, and pumps.
Okay. Kerosene is made out of what? Do you know?
Something from coal, I think, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Or is it? Well, no, it isn't. It's supposed to be an oil derivative now.
But those were the main lamps
mm-hmm.
that you would have used.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And nowadays, now that we've got all these modern conveniences, the thing that they screw into a socket is called a...
light bulb. We had over in this house, we had another type of lamp, and it was a powder. What was it called? And we also had our own light plant after electricity became more. We had our own little Delco light system, electric system.
Run by batteries?
Uh-huh.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Up at the ranch.
No, we had that here in Jefferson.
Here in Jefferson.
Uh-huh. What was that? The miners used to use it in that.
Carbide?
Carbide. We had the carbide lamps in that house over here, too, and that was terrible. Oh, that had such a bad smell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can tell when they used them in mines.
Right.
And
oh, yes.
Would they have had a name in the old days for a bed that was made up on the floor? Maybe if you had a bunch of people sleeping over and you had to... Would you ever call it a pallet?
No.
Okay.
I hadn't heard of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And have you ever heard of a sugan?
No.
It's a word for a big, rough winter blanket or winter bedding that you might put on a bed. Is that a word?
I've heard of that.
Sugan.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the thing that, in the old days, when you had pillows on the bed, your mother would put these over the pillowcase.
They were a pillowcase.
Okay.
Uh-huh.